Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is The Amazing Soul. The Amazing Soul is a life guide and she helps shift perspective on how you view yourself as you navigate life. The Amazing Soul is going to share a BizHub about the human game. Amazing Soul, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi! Thank you for having me, Anna. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, the human game. As the name implies, it's how we navigate life. You can call it me, you, but essentially the human game is this present moment. The human game is consciousness, if you want to call it that. It's energy. The human game, if you want to get geeky, can be called a simulation. So I want you to think about it like, you're playing a PS4 and you're holding a controller, right? Now, most of us on this journey we call the human game and life, we think we're the characters in the game as opposed to the person holding the controller. Now, it gets very tricky because when you think you're the character, you go, why is this bad thing happening to me? Why is my life like this? You play victim. Now, if you want to really start to realize that you're really playing a game, you have to be aware of, well, that leads me to my first tool. There are tools that you have to become cognizant of. And the first tool is awareness. Mm-hmm. Awareness that you are indeed playing a game. Awareness that you're not the character in this simulation or this, whatever you want to call it, I don't know. Now, how can you start to become aware once you start to slow things down? Because most of us, we live in a society where it's go, 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 go. What's the next goal? What's the next achievement? But we keep forgetting what's right in front of us. So once you start to slow things down, and how do you do that? It's very simple. Once you take a shower, feel the water in your skin.
Yes.
You're drinking water. Feel the water going through your throat. If you're drinking Starbucks, if you like coffee, just drink Starbucks coffee. Don't be thinking about, oh, what's the next thing I got to do?
Yes.
Just enjoy the present moment. And that's what awareness is. And most of us don't realize that. But the moment you start to slow things down, mm-hmm. you start to become aware that, oh my God, that's the richness of life. That's where everything is at. And everything you're looking for, once you slow things down, the world will come to you because you're ultimately the world. But you think that the world and yourself are two separate things, and that's an illusion that most of us fall into. That would lead me to my second tool called perspective. Perspective is while you're playing this game on this so-called PS4, now that you're aware, you shift how you see yourself. Life is not something that pushes you around. You are creating everything you see around you, but
yes.
you're just not aware. So you shift your mindset to, okay, I'm not a victim. I'm taking full responsibility and accountability of everything going on in my life. Nobody caused anything that happened in your life. The moment you can start to take ownership of your stuff, it's game over. Actually, you just start to play the game. Perception is such a beautiful tool for you to start to navigate this beautiful journey we call life. The moment you shift your perception in your mind on how you see yourself, no one can tell you shit, really, because you realize that you're creating everything from your mind. So everything you're seeing is a reflection of yourself because we're reflective beings. And that would lead me to my very third tool, appreciation. I kind of struggled with this one initially, but over time, it became very seamless. Appreciate everything good and bad in your life. Whatever you taboo that bad, because it's all relative, right? So whatever is good to the next person might be bad to the next person. So you have to now get to a space of, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just an experience.
Yes.
The moment you move to that space of, oh, it's just an experience, you're no more a victim anymore, and it's more seamless. Like, oh, okay, another experience. Oh, another experience. So nothing outside of you can actually control how you feel. Now, once you become aware, slow things down, you shift your perception, and you start to appreciate things in your life. I mean, truly appreciate. It's now you're playing the human game. Now, this is one thing that most people miss and most people run away from. Feeling your feelings and emotions. The only person coming to save you is the part of you that you're running away from. That's where the work is. The only person coming to save you is that part of you you're running away from. The moment you start to embrace your feelings and emotions, now you're playing the human game. That's where the sweet spot is. But most of us, we keep shoving it away. And I keep telling people, imagine your feelings and emotions like this. It's like you're putting dirt under a carpet. The more you keep putting it away, you're going to trip on your own shit at some point. You can bullshit yourself all you want. You can keep finessing and masking. But at some point, you're going to trip on your own shit. And how do you start to realize this? I tell people, either go get your mentor, a life guide, or you can do it yourself. But get somebody that you trust and you feel in sync with to start to be a mirror to yourself. Because guess what's going to keep happening? You're going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over again. And you realize that, God damn, what am I doing wrong? But no, it's how you're seeing yourself and what you're creating from your mind.
What are you doing wrong? You're just not learning the lesson. That's what?
Yes. That's just what it is. And ultimately, the magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for magic. It's in the work you're avoiding. It's feeling your feelings and emotions. And once you start to feel that, you start to expand. You start to realize that everything and everyone is ultimately you. It's unconditional love. It's oneness. There's no difference between you and me, Anna. We're the same thing. We might look different on the surface, but underneath all the stuff, we're human beings. Yes. I don't care whether you're green, black, or purple. We're human beings. But once you can start to realize, feel your feelings and emotion, no bullshit, be honest with yourself, become aware, slow things down, shift your perception on how you see yourself in this human game. You're not the character that life is pushing around. You're creating this, and start to appreciate the heck out of whatever life brings to you. The moment you can start to do those simple things, it sounds very simple, but most of us are so used to complicating stuff that we miss the whole essence of it. And this is it, this present moment. This is all there is to life. There is no future. The future and the past exist in this present moment. If you start to really understand that, you start from here, watch how your life transforms. Because my life transformed the moment I shifted how I saw myself here. Because if I interact with you, I see a part of me. I don't see somebody separate. You are me. I am you. I don't care whatever your past is. You are me. And the only thing that really exists is this present moment. And that, my dear, is how. And oh, by the way, I'm going to add this. I talked very expansively on this in my book. So I recently self-published a book called The Truth Is, actually it's right here. So this book, The Truth Is I Do Not Know, Fun Ways to Make Your Life Less Complicated. This book literally transformed my life. And I talked more on the tools in this book. Now, ultimately, guess what? You don't even need this book to change your life. You don't need any book. Don't allow anybody to sell you any bullshit. You don't need any book. The only thing you need is to slow down and listen to your intuition. If you want to go ahead and read the book, you can. It might help you shift your perspective. But ultimately, you realize that everything you need is right here. You just have to slow down and listen to that thing that has been speaking to you all this while.
Well, said.
Ultimately, that right there is my spew on the tools. That's just scratching the surface. But my spew on the tools on the human game, which is life.
Well said. It's very important to do the inner work. And I will say this about what you were saying about being present and having self-awareness. Thinking about the past will make you melancholic. That's where depression comes from. Thinking about the future gets you anxiety. Right now, being present in right now There's nothing else. Take care of what's going on right now. And if you can't control it, cool, control it. And if you cannot control it, well, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
That was
don't
amazing. Amazing soul.
Thank you.
So tell me, who
Thank
do you serve
you.
and how can those people find you?
Hold on, wait. Can you see me?
I can see your logo.
Wait, video. All right. Can you see me now? You should be able to see me.
I
Okay.
see you now.
Okay. How can people find me? If you want to book a session with me as your life guide, you go on to theamazingsoul.com to book a session with me. If you want to find me on social media, which is TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, I believe, it's The Amazing Soul. But yeah, and if you want to get the book, it's on Barnes & Noble and Amazon if you want to order the book. But yeah, that's how people can find me.
That's awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, The Amazing Soul, for coming in and sharing her amazing story about the human game. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn them around, go to factorone.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.